Proclamation number 5358, dated the April 9th, 1952. Strength of love. Healing the sick. Performing miracles. A person with love also has strength and will be able to do anything, if he does not lack in faith. Love certainly activates faith, but faith is to be awakened first. That is, the person first has to think through what he is supposed to believe. Then love will also give him strength, so that he will no longer doubt and thus also be able to accomplish everything. Thus love is the most valuable quality, for it makes all things possible. But you humans do not appreciate the power of love. You could perform miracles, you could heal the sick, you could banish every worry. Truly nothing would be impossible if you would develop the love within you to utmost perfection and belief in its strength. And thus it is not a gift I bestow on you when you are able to do everything, but it is the result of your strength of love. It is the natural consequence if you acquire my strength through love. Hence you should not systematically aim to acquire such gifts, to heal the sick, to perform miracles, etc., because it is not an ability you can learn. You only have to increase your love. You have to strive for spiritual perfection, which then demonstrates itself in such abilities. Only love will accomplish everything. Anyone who completely shapes himself into love and thereby also acquires convinced faith draws from me myself. He feels himself as my child, as part of me, and therefore cannot think other than that his every deed will succeed because I'm by his side. But his love is to arise from his heart, it is to completely permeate the human being, it is to make him happy to give what his fellow human being needs. True love is totally unselfish, it no longer wants anything for itself, it constantly gives and is dominated by the principle of giving, and yet it provides indescribable joy. And this kind of love can accomplish anything it wants to happen, which, as a result of its profundity, emerges as a surge of emotion in the person. A strong, living faith places its hope in me to fulfill its request, and it will not ask in vain. A human being can avail himself of my strength to and accomplish the same, but only if he is permeated by love. Then I do not give him the strength, but he has acquired it himself through deeds of love, and that gives him the right. He is returned to his original nature. He is not taken something unlawfully, but has become what he was in the beginning, permeated by light and strength. For love in itself is light and strength. Consequently, the human being has to be permeated by light and strength if he is love. Hence, it is only necessary for you humans to shape yourselves into love in order for you to accomplish everything like gods. And that you will only want what corresponds to my will goes without saying, because love is also the source of wisdom and cannot do anything other than what is my will. Amen.